We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud with two dots, Tanya. Dr. Gemara, Tanya, we're continuing yesterday, we started the sugya that telling us about the terrible things that are going to happen in Golis, one of the things that Shtaylov, Shtakach Tayronat, and we'll continue in the same in Yonim. Tanya, Linter Bryson, Rabbi Yisi ben Elisha Omer, in Reisi Adar, should Tsaris Rabbis by his love, if you see a door, that a lot of Tsaris are coming to that door, say Ubedoik by the Yoni Yisrael, check the Yonim. Shikoparanios Shabal Oilam, any misfortune that comes to the world, Leboel Vishvil the Yoni Yisrael, comes because of the Dayanim, the judges of Klal Yisrael, if they don't dan the right din, they don't do the din the right way. Shneema says in the pasuk, Shimon Azois, Roshei Beis Yaakov, Katsini Beis Yisrael. Listen here, the heads of Klal Yisrael, Hamas Avim Mishpat, that they discuss, they make the Mishpat disgusting. That's called Yisrael Yakeshu, and they make all the straight crooked. Boine Tziyim Bedomim, they build Yerushalayim with money. Yerushalayim ba'av. Boine Tziyim Bedomim means like Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Not sure what Tziyim means. Yerushalayim ba'avlo, and Yerushalayim with Averis. Roisheha b'Sheichad Yishpaitu. The heads will paskin with Sheichad. V'chaheneha b'mechir Yeru. For a price, they'll give a psak. U'neviyeha the neviim b'kesef yiksoimu. The only say neviyas if they get money. V'al Hashem Yishenu. And the pasuk says later, Leimar Alei Hashem v'kabenu l'shav alei ra. They're very confident that even doing all these things wrong, they say, you know what, Hashem's going to take care of us. And the Gemara explains, Rishonim, El Shatol B'tchayin of Misha'am v'yayolam. They're really Rishonim, but they're b'tachin, Hashem will take care of them. Nothing will happen bad to them. L'figach mevi akarish baruch hu aleihem shalosh peronios. The Eibishter brings on them three peronios, k'neged shalosh averis v'yadim. K'neged the three averis that the pasuk says. Rashi speaks out, what are three averis? It says, Rasheha v'sheichad yishpoitu, that the heads accept sheichad, v'chaneha v'mechir yeru, the kahanim accept money to paskin, and v'yah v'kesef v'ksoimu. And because of that, they get, k'neged those three, they get three peronios. Three things, three tragedies. Shneema, l'chein b'glalchem, tziyoin soda techoresh, that Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, Yerushalayim Iyim, Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim will be destroyed, Iyim Tiyah will be a destroyed city, but Harabayis Levom Yisyar, and Harabayis will be like a forest, you know, trees and grass will grow there. So the kids are connected to the three things they did wrong, you have the three peronias. V'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechunasoi Al Yisrael, Atz Yichlu Shoiftim V'Shoiftim Ram Yisrael. And Hashem will not return the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael until we get rid of the bad Shoiftim and Shoiftim from Klal Yisrael. Shneem, it says in the Pasuk, V'ashiva Yodi Alayich, and I will put my hand on you, it's a Lashon of Makkah, of a Lashon of hitting Klal Yisrael, V'etzroif Kabar Sigayich, and I will clean out your sigoyich, are the things that are mixed in you, like it's usually copper that's mixed into silver. I'm going to take out the sigoyich. It's sort of kabar. Kabar maybe is like soap. I'm going to clean out and burn out the sigoyich, the things that are not clean in the silver, like the nechosh in the silver, the like impurities. Vasir kol b'delayich. And I'll take out all the bedil. It's a different type of metal that's in the kesef. Because when they take kesef and they clean it and they make it clear and pure, they purify it by cooking it up, and it takes out the sigayich and the bilayich. So it says a lashon like that, that Hashem will hit Klal Yisrael and clean out their sigayich and the bilayich. V'ashiva shavtayich k'verishoyna v'yotzayich k'vatchila. And I'll return the shavtim like in the early days and the yotzayich like the early days. And then the pasuk is afterwards, Achri ken yikari loch ir tzedek, then it'll be called back to where the Shechinah is coming back. After all these things happen, the Shechinah will come back. And that's Taka the bracha of Ashiva Shev Tenu Kvar Rishonah that we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day. Ashiva Shev Tenu Kvar Rishonah, Yair Tzedek Kvar Tchila, is based on these psukim. Oma Ula, Ein Yerushalayim Nifta Ela Betzdaka. Yerushalayim will only get redeemed ayidei tzedaka shenema tziyoyim b'mishpat tibada v'shavaya b'tzedaka. And Pashas means when Klal Yisrael gives tzedaka v'schus to tzedaka that they do, they will get redeemed. And like Pashas says, tziyoyim b'mishpat tibada v'shavaya b'tzedaka. See, mishpatot means with there was mishpat means. So also the child had a taicha. But could be it means the taicha just if they do mishpat well, tipada v'shaveha b'tzedaka. It's actually a shaila when it comes to benching. When we say boinei Yerushalayim, boinei berachma v'shalayim main. So I would say boinei berachma, not boinei berachma by benching. And the shaila is Hashem going to build Yerushalayim berachmov or b'mishpat? So someone wanted taicha this pasuk. See, b'mishpat tipada means that it would be redeemed with mishpat, not with rachamim. And therefore they say, don't say b'nei b'rachamim v'shalayim amein. But Ramah and others say, no, that tzim b'mishpat t'pada means that we are going to do mishpat, therefore we'll get saved. Therefore you could say b'nei b'rachamim v'shalayim amein. So the Gemara Vaitem, about when we're getting rid of the dayanim, Amar Papa, ibatli yehiri, if the baligaiva of Klal Yisrael will get rid of them, and those are Rashi's mass, but those are the people who dress up like the goyim with like this chashuva clothing. When we get rid of those, batli amgushi, we'll get rid of the mesis amadiach of people who make people do avodah zarah. This means amgushi sounds like from Rashi maybe they're yidden who are mesis amadiach. They convince people to do avodah zarah. So if all the baligaiva, we'll get rid of the baligaiva, we'll get rid of the amgushi. The baligaiva, the people who dress up like the goyim, they land up being a mesis madiach, land up convincing the Yidden to do bad. So if you get rid of those, we'll get rid of the amgushi. Ibati dayoni, if you get rid of the bad dayonim in Klal Yisrael, batli gizapati. We'll get rid of the goyim who are matzar Klal Yisrael, who give the Klal Yisrael pain. If you get rid of the dayonim, then it's just that we'll get rid of the shaitrim of the goyim who bother Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains. And Losh Sigayich, Rashi says, from the word of the Pasuk in Iyav Yiskam Oid, that it means the Loshin of Gasi Aruach. So it says, Ve'etzroiv Kibar Sigayich, and then what will happen, then you will get rid of the Amgushi. Because then it says, Vasiro Kol B'delayich, then you get rid of all the B'delayich, are the people who Mavdilim. Rashi says, "Hamavdilim soinei Yisrael merakorish baruch hu v'shekreim v'chuzuzuzam." So, if you take away the sigayich, the balgaivo, then vasiru bidilayich, you'll take away the people who make rifts in Klal Yisrael. And ibati dayoni, ibati gizavati. If you get rid of the bad dayonim, then you'll get rid of the goyim who are matzar Klal Yisrael. The chesiv is in the pasuk, "Heiser Hashem mishpatayich then pino evayich." If you take away the mishpatim, the dayonim who don't done good, pino evayich, get rid of the enemies. Omer Rav Maloy, Mishum Rav Loz, Rav Shiva. My chesiv, what's behind this pasuk? Shovar Hashem mater resham shevet moishlim. Shavah Hashem Matir Hashem Elu Adiyom Shnasu Makal Lachazaneim. We're saying Hashem is going to break the Matir Hashem and the Shevet Moishlim. What's a Matir Hashem? Matir Hashem is these judges that become pawns in the hands of the Chazaneim, like the Gaboyim. Certain times, if everything's corrupt, then the Gaboyim of the Bezdin really run the Bezdin, and the Dayarim are just pawns in the hand. And whatever they decide to do, they force the Dayarim to do that. Like they say, give me money and I'll call that guy to Besdin. Say the right psak and I'll give you money. So they run it. The Yonam is just pawns in the hands of the Gaboyim. Shevet Moishtim, what's that? El Tamidei Chamim Shemespachas Ad Yonam. Those are Tamidei Chamim that are Mespachas Ad Yonam. There are certain times that Tamidei Chamim will appoint someone from their family as a Dayan, even though they don't know what they're doing, these Dayanim. But the family of Tamid Chacham, they protect those Dayanim by helping them out. And the mindset, they make the wrong psakim, these people, because they're not ready for Dayanim. That's called Shevet Moishtim. Mazucho Amar, Il Tamid Chacham Shem Lamdim Hilchas Tzibar Dayani Bar. A different pshat. These are Tamid Chacham that teach the Klois de Galachas L'Dayani Bar to Ami Aretz. And they make them, they say they should be Dayan. And when they become a dayan, they never ask the Talmid Chachamim for more details. All they find, they learn Klois de Galachas, they like know a little bit, and then they pass him without asking. And that's called Shevet Moishlim, that's not a good thing. And Hashem one day will get rid of them, get rid of the Matir Rishon, which are the judges who are pawns in the hands of the Gaboyim, and they get rid of Shevet Moishlim. These are either the families that protect their Dayanim, even though Dayanim are not good, or it means Tamid Chacham who point Amei Oretz for Dayanim and say, you know what, they're good, and meanwhile they're not going to ask any questions after they come a Bezdin. Omer Rav Elazar ben Maloy Mishum Rosh Lakish. My Dechsiv, in the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Kapechem Negarlu, your hands are all dirty, Badam, with dam, with blood, Vesvaseim Ba'avon, and your fingers are dirty with Averis, Vesvaseim Devashekar, your lips spoke lies, L'shenechem Avotage, and your tongue spoke Avla, Averis, lies, and the Gemara explained each one. Ki Kapechem Negarlu Badam, those are the Yonim that the hands did Averis. Why? They stick at their hands to accept bribes. And because of that, they change the din. And if they change the din, a lot of times they're taking money from someone who can't afford it. And it's the key, they kill them. So their hands are full of dam, full of blood of the person they took money away through sticking out the hand and accepting Sheikhad. That's what I'm saying. These are the people, the scribes, who write the stories in the Bezdin, and they write stories that are not true if you get for the right price. So their fingers are doing averis. It's the same to Rishaykel Orchei Adiram. Those are the lawyers, the toyanim, the lawyers who teach the baladinim to say sheker. And l'shenechem avotega, the baladinim is baladinim. This pasuk going all the things that could happen wrong in the din Torah is that the judges accept sheichad, and the scribes, they also accept sheichad, they write the wrong thing, and the lawyers, they make up stories, and the Baladina make up stories, and because of that, Lamaisa, that's what happens, and that's why we're going to Galus. Now, once we mentioned Rabbi Maloy, we have a few more members that have no shaykhs to what the Hemshech before, just a member from Rabbi Maloy. From the day that Yosef was sold, and he wasn't with his brothers, he did not taste wine. We call Yosef had tzaddik, a nazir, someone who doesn't drink wine. So you see, he did not drink wine. The Marsha speaks out, he wasn't a regular nazir, because you see, he took a haircut. When he went up to Pari, he took a haircut, so he couldn't be a regular nazir. So the Marsha declares maybe he's a nazir only from wine. But the Marsha says that maybe he was a full nazir, but because of the malchus, they were allowed to take a haircut. I and Chum, back upon him, Yosef at Tzadik did not drink wine from the day he left his brothers. Reish Rechidu Amar, not only did Yosef not drink wine, his brothers also did not drink wine until they ate with him. They didn't know it was him yet. Reish Rechidu Amar, Af Hain, Loi Tamu Tam Yayin. They also did not taste wine from the day that Yosef at Tzadik was sold. And the reason is, some say, is because they felt that maybe the sale came, they were middle of eating and drinking, so maybe it was because of that, so therefore they were mekabel not to drink anymore. It says, when they went to Yosef at Tzadik and they ate with him at the end of Parashas Mikates, it says, until it's imay's mashma, only now is the first time they drank in years. They did not drink. So, Rishchanan says, not only did Yosef HaTzadik not drink wine, the brothers also didn't drink wine. The Edoch, the Tanakama holds, it's only Yosef HaTzadik, they darshan like this. Shichrus who lo have, they didn't get drunk, but Shiach may have, they did drink. They weren't mamas like a nazi, they did drink. Vishtu va Yishkuru ima is going on the Yishkuru part. That until this time, they didn't drink so much, but they drank a little bit. Another member from Rabbi Maloy, Beschav Roach of a Somach Beliba, it says that Aaron, when Moshe came back from Midian, Aaron went to greet him. And Hashem said that Aaron will see you and be happy that you will be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Even though Aaron already was a Navi before, like the Pasuk says in Shmuel, HaNiglon HaGlesiel HaBeis HaVicha, even though he was already a Navi before, maybe he should have been the leader of Klal Yisrael, he'll be happy for you that you are a leader of Klal Yisrael. And because of that, Zok the Gemara from Rabbi Maloy that Zocha lechoshen hamishpat aliba. Therefore, he's zocha to the choshen on his lave, which signifies achdus, which signifies lave toiv. Because on his lave, he has all 12 shvatim on one board, even though it's all different colors, all different ways, but it's all one thing. It shows achdus that Aaron was zocha to the choshen because he was happy for Moshe that Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara Vayta, back to a little halacha sugis. Sholchule Bnei Bashkar. Bnei Bashkar was a place. And the Bnei Bashkar, they had a few shilas, and they sent the shilah to Levi. Sholchule Bnei Bashkar, Levi, three different shilas. What are the three shilas? Kila Mahu. Are you allowed to put up a canopy on Shabbos? Another question they asked him was, Kashusha b'karma, are you allowed to plant hops in a kerem, in a vineyard? The loch is, you're not allowed to, there's something called kalai kerem. There's not, in vineyard, you're not allowed to plant vegetables in a vineyard. That's kalai. Trees are allowed, but not vegetables. So the question was, is kashusha a vegetable or is that a fruit? Kashusha b'karma, what's the halacha? Is it like a vegetable or not? And the third question was, Meis b'yomtiv mahu. If a person, lo yaleinu, dies on yomtiv, is there any way you could bury him on yomtiv? Or you have to wait? Wait till after yomtiv. That was the three shahs they asked Levi. At the ozel, when time of shliach got there, noch nafshi to Levi. Levi died. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, l'rav nashiach, kim ha-shalachu. If you're a chacham and you know how to answer shahs, please answer the shahs. Levi's not here. They're waiting, b'nei bashkar, waiting for an answer. Please answer them. So he answered, Shalach Luhu answered each shiloh, and the Moros handled each shiloh by itself. Shalach Luhu, Rav Nasha answered the Gabi the canopy. He answered, Kilo, Chazarno, I called Tzide Kilo. I looked at all the tzadim, Limitzino lo tzad. I don't find any heta to put a canopy on Shabbos. That's what he sent to them. So Moros asks, what do you mean you couldn't find the heta for them? But Lishach Luhu, could the Rav Marichesku, why don't you answer like Rav Marichesku said that if you have a string attached to it, then you let it open and close it on Shabbos? So why didn't you answer him like Rav Marichesku? That's a question. Why did you tell him that it's awesome? And for the Gemara, he could have said that, but Lafish ain't a Bnei Torah. They're not Bnei Torah, Bnei Bashkar. If you give him a little kula, they're going to think everything is mutter. And it's too complicated to have, oh, only with a string is mutter and everything else is awesome. Therefore, he didn't tell him, he just said it's awesome, and he didn't tell him any Bnei Torah. The other question, what about the question about the haps? Kashusha b'karma rebuva. He answered that haps in a kerem is also at kalayim. That's what he answered them. L'chumra again. But Frank the Marakash, L'shach Luhu, K'rav Tafran. Why don't he answer like Rav Tafran? Because really it's Machlek, because the time went to Nebraisa. Kishos, Haps, Rav Tafran, ain't Klein Mekarim. It's not Klein Mekarim, because as din of a tree. V'chom, I remember Klein Mekarim, is Klein Mekarim. V'kaim, so Machlek is Rabbanah Rav Tafran. Who do you pass like? V'kaim alone. Kola Mekel V'aretz. Anyone who's Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, this Machlek is by Klein all over the place. And we're naming on that. Kalayim is only the Raisa in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, Kalayim is not the Raisa. So Kalam Mekel Ba'aretz, anyone who's a Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, Halach Kamois of Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, where it's only the Rabbanon, we go like a Das of the Mekel. So we go like the Mandiyama who's Mekel. And therefore, the question is that why Kishas B'Karma did say it's Aser? Here we're talking about Chutz La'aretz. Bashkar was in Chutz La'aretz. So why don't you answer them that it's Mutter because we hold like a Tafran when it comes to Chutz La'aretz? So he answers to them, no, they're not Bnei Torah, therefore, I didn't want to give him a heter because they might take it the wrong way. So Mar just gives a few little stories about planting hops with Karim. Machriz, Rav, Haiman, the boy, Lamizra, Kshusav, Karma, Lizra. Anyone wants to plant Kishin, Karim is allowed to do it. He held it was Mutta. He held it Rav Tafra was Mutta. Rav Aram Chassidam, and Nagelava, he used to give Malkus on someone who planted Kishin in the Karim. He used to give money to a tinuk and told them to plant. Tell them you'll go plant the klayim. And Rashi explains because really he held that it was mutter. But he held still. If you make a shinui, you try to make some kind of shinui. It's because you don't want people to make of other meaning. Therefore, if you can make a shinui, make a shinui. In fact, why you want to make a shinui? Little tinuk, why don't you give it to a little cotton? Why give it to a guy? Give it to a little boy, a yid. Then when he gets older, he might come to do this. And we don't want him to come do this because then that's a gzera that he'll come to make of other kalayim. Therefore, we don't want to give it to Yisrael, teach him anything, teach him the wrong things. We give it to a nachri who's older, a non-Jew who's older. Also, then you'll think that Yisrael could do it also. Therefore, you give it, make a hacker. You give it to a tinnik nachri. Therefore, he won't come to do it in the wrong way. And so you see from here something idea called Asila Misrach, that a Tinnik Yisrael shouldn't do Asila Misrach. The Taisvis discusses this shayla of Asila Misrach, legabe a bris on Yom Kippur, could you give the cup of wine to a little boy? And he says, maybe it's a problem, Asila Misrach. And he says, you know, every time we make a Shech Yonu on Yom Kippur, we really need a kais, we don't have a kais, why don't we give it to a Tinnik? Why don't we give it to a Tinnik? It says, because Asila Misrach, so why by a bris is different? Taisvis answers, and the Taisvis is that since a bris doesn't happen often, there won't be any Asila Misrach in that case. Taisvis holds you give the cup of wine to a Tinnik. Okay, that's Taisvis. So, Dr. Gemara Vaiter. We'll stop over here.